Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the Yuki 20.94 pound anime sex doll big boob silicone sex doll male masturbator from AeroVenus. And this is a really surprising doll. This is an anime body pillow sized doll. You could tell based on the weight, it's only 20 pounds, and the price, it's $419. So let's just jump right into the hands-on review. All right, so this is the Yuki. This is the torso from AeroVenus, and I'm using a Yumi Ren body pillow from Fate Grand Order because it looks like my waifu Celestina. All right, so this is the backside of the Yuki. So the thing is, you can see how it fits the scale of the anime body pillow. Now, the Yumi Ren body pillow I'm using, it has a doggy style side and it has a missionary side. So I'll be able to show you both sides of the doll and the body pillow together, which is great. The purpose of this is you can interact with the doll. If you just have an anime body pillow and you don't have a doll to use with it, then you're going to be dry humping a pillow. And while sure you're rubbing your penis against your waifu's image, it doesn't feel like sex, does it? It just feels like you're dry humping a body pillow because that's what you're doing. When you have a doll that pairs with the anime body pillow, then you have something to interact with. You have an ass, you have a vagina, you have boobs, all that good stuff. So I highly recommend getting one of these anime body pillow sized dolls if you're a man of culture and you have an anime body pillow. Now the body pillow, obviously just a pillow. The doll itself is very flexible. So right now, this isn't really the doggy style position because the back isn't bent, but you can bend the back. All right, so I've bent the back a bit just to kind of show you that the doll is flexible. You can put it in different positions. The legs don't move. I'll show you that when we get to the missionary side, but this can work. Like, I just want to show you how the doll and the body pillow interact. All right, let's flip it. Actually, before I flip it over, let's do a spank test since the butt's right here. Now the butt, I have some feedback here. The butt feels pretty good, but right here, like right here where the leg and the butt, you know, kind of transition into each other, there's a very stiff part. I guess it's to give support to the leg. This is so that the doll can sit up. There's like a really hard part of the butt right at the bottom, so the doll can sit up, I guess, for cowgirl. The problem is it makes the butt really like unnaturally firm right at the bottom. So this part of the butt feels fine. Once you get to the very bottom where the doll is going to be sitting, and I understand why they did that. They wanted the doll to be able to sit up. I get it. So you wanted the doll to be able to sit up, and so you made the bottom of the butt really firm in order to support the weight and shape of the doll. But it does come at the cost of the butt being unnaturally structured. Like, again, this part of the butt feels fine. Once you get to the bottom, it just gets really firm. All of a sudden, like right here, it's really weird. But I understand why they did that, but you need to be aware. Like if you're like hitting it from behind and you're doing doggy style and you're like grabbing her ass and you're like, woo, you're gonna be like, why is her butt like this? Like here, I'll give it a spank test, okay? First, I'll spank it from the bottom, right? See how it like barely jiggles? It's because that bottom part is so firm in order to support the doll's body weight. But if I spank it from the side, you know, you get, well, I guess you don't really get much jiggle that way either. This firm part of the butt cheek is really, it's really harsh in the jiggle. There's just no jiggle. Like it feels fine until you go too low. Then you feel the firmness. Again, I get why they did that, but be aware, the butt, this comes at the cost of the realism. The doll can support itself, but at the cost of realism. Anyway, let's flip her over and I'll show you the other side. Okay, so this is the Yuki torso with the anime body pillow in the missionary position. And now you could really see more of the detail. The boobs, I love how AeroVenus does their skin texture. You can see like the veins, the pores. It looks absolutely real. Everything feels great. I love how AeroVenus has composite materials to where you can feel like the muscle and the bone underneath the skin. It doesn't just feel like a lump of silicone. It actually feels like a woman. So that's great. Perfect. So I'll show you the boobs. The boobs feel perfect. They're a lot firmer than they usually are, but in a good way. They feel very natural. natural feeling squishy boobs. They got good squish and jiggle to them. So you can see very good stuff with the boobs. The rest of the body feels fine. Like you can feel the ribs, you can feel the muscle. The skin has a very realistic texture. I don't know if the detail is coming, like if you can see the pores and the veins and everything like that, but the skin is top notch. Now be aware that the doll has very limited mobility. The waist does bend. You can make the doll kind of arch her back for like doggy style, but there really isn't a lot you can do. The legs do not move. You cannot really squish the legs together or spread them out. She has like these nubs that are essentially just there to kind of prop her butt up slightly for doggy style, but you're probably gonna need like a pillow or some towels to really prop her up properly. But they're not really gonna do anything. They're just these very short nubs that really don't do anything. So there you go. Anyway, as you can see, it's scaled down to the body pillow, so it fits with the body pillow. So if you have an anime body pillow, you got everything you need pretty much. So you can see that. That's basically how it works. You get the idea. The whole point is you have a doll. The whole point of this setup is you have a doll that you can interact with if you have an anime body pillow, because the anime body pillow doesn't have a vagina. It doesn't have boobs. It doesn't have anything to interact with. There you go. All right. The one thing you need to be aware of, while the doll is the size of the image on the body pillow, they are not life size. These dolls are scaled down. These are not life size. I'll put a picture on the screen showing this torso next to a life-size Aerovenus torso, so you can see the difference. These are smaller. Now, they're not childlike, but they are scaled down. Also, these are not head compatible. There's no hole to put a head in, because the head would have to be scaled down too in order to be proportional. So the heads are, there's no heads for these torsos. It's just for using with an anime body pillow. Now, if you have an anime body pillow, you don't need a head, because you could see her head on the body pillow. So she has a 2D head and 2D arms and legs, but like the parts you interact with for sex, that's where the doll comes in. So you could play with her boobs, you can thrust into her pussy, and that's what it's for. But she doesn't have a head. She's scaled down, which could be off-putting. Like, the thing about these smaller dolls that are scaled down is it can be kind of weird, especially if you're trying to do missionary, because you're not going to align properly with them. So just be aware. These are anime body pillow size dolls. These are not life-size dolls, and they are not head compatible. You could try to put a head on them, but it'll look really weird because the head will be too big for the body. So it is what it is. That's kind of the only feedback. As far as the function of the doll, it's really good and it's really cheap. So this entire torso doll that's anime body pillow size is $419. That's before a coupon. That's just the standard price is $419. That is so cheap for essentially a doll torso. Like, I've seen just the butt be more than that. Just the butt. Just a butt and a vagina. No tits, no nothing. Just a butt and a vagina. Way more than $419. You can get the whole doll with the boobs and everything. This whole doll for under $420. That's a really good deal. And if you have an anime body pillow and you've always wanted a doll that can pair with it, then this is exactly what you need. If you're going to be turned off by the scaled down nature of the doll, just pay more and get a full-size doll. Do not get one of these scaled-down anime body pillow-sized dolls if it's going to be a deal-breaker just to save money. It's not worth it. Just pay a little more, get a life-size doll that you'll feel comfortable with. Don't get one of these dolls that you might be like, oh, it's small, it's like a child, boo. Don't do that. You're going to ruin your experience. You're going to waste your money. Just pay a little bit more, get a life-size doll. You'll thank me later. And that's really all I have to say. Thank you, Aerovenus, for sending me this doll. This is great. Probably the best anime body pillow sized doll I've ever reviewed, simply because of the composite material technology and it feels like the real thing. So I really have no complaints. If you're into the market for something like this, absolutely get this. It's an excellent price and I have a coupon code. You'll save even more money. There's no reason not to get it, especially if you're a man of culture who dabbles in the 2D arts and you have an anime body pillow waifu anyway. Go ahead and get this and pair it with it. You can't go wrong. Everything works great. And the butthole and the vagina are both fully functional, by the way. It's not just the vagina. In fact, you know what? I didn't show you the goods. Let me show you the goods. I got totally distracted talking about everything else. All right, so I just kind of bent her up just to show you the goods. So you can see the vagina. It's fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong. It's a pretty standard vagina, pretty standard looking clitoris, labia, and the butthole. Of course, you also see they're both fully functional. The butthole is obviously smaller, a little bit tighter, which is what you'd expect, but both holes are fully functional. If you want to hit either hole, perfectly fine. There you go. So you got the vagina, the butthole, fully functional. The doll is posable. You can bend her into, you know, doggy style or whatever position you want, and everything works. So anyway, sorry, I totally forgot about that. Maybe I'll remix the video and kind of put that earlier in the video. But anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you, Air Venus, for sending me this doll. This is a Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.